Okay, yesterday we saw the Machlokes, three-way Machlokes of Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, and the Chachomim. We saw that Rabbi Elazar held that Mova Loitoval is a Geirus. And he learned it from the Yovites. Rashi explained, Avosenu Shemolu, Bimei Moshe Shiyotam Yitzayim, Yotam Yichlal B'nei Noyach, L'Tagol Atayva, L'Tagol B'nei Hashim. So Rashi saying that they did Mila, apparently, so the Ramban quotes this Rashi, and yes, where do we find that they did Mila, Likonis Takate Ashkin? The Gemara increases, does mention, the Gemara brings down the Mokka for Geirut, that they did Mila by Geirut, and the Gemara brings down to Psuki, Kimulim Hoyu Kola Omai Yerzim. And another pasuk, the ever alive Eretz Mitzvotetz Bidomayim, but you don't see from those sukim that they did Mila Bishas Matan Tayyar. Right? And those sukim don't say that they did Mila Bishas Matan Tayyar. So the Ramban says that perhaps what the Gemara is referring to is that Moshe Rabbeinu told them to do Mila in Mitzvayim for Korban Pesach because of Kol Orel Lo Yochal Bo. So Klal Yisrael did Mila then, they did Mila, or they did Hatovah Zavriz, for those who were already Nemo, Al-Menachli Koneis B'mitzvizu, in order to be Mekabel, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Neyata B'mitzvizu, through the Mila, to be Mekabel, upon themselves, Likoneis Tachas Kante Ashina, Lekabel Olem Kol Ma, Shi Yitzadeh Molu Asma. In other words, the Mila in Mitzrayim was a Mila, the Ramban says, that through this Mila they will mekabel upon themselves any mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give them. Right? At this particular time they were given the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But it was a Mila, al das kabolas mitzvahs, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give them. And that is the Mila of that Rashi is talking about, the kabel tayro, v'likonis tachas kantei, Kante Ashina. And the Ramban quotes the Mechilta, the Mechilta says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Klal Yisrael, that they were Orom the Erya, they had no mitzvah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the mitzvah of Pesach and the mitzvah of Mila, that they should be Yoytik in those mitzvahs, so that they could be Zeicha to the Geula, that's Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. So in other words, the Ramban is saying that through the Mila, there was Zoyche to the Dan Pesach and Dan Mila, there was Zoyche to the Geula, because through that Mila, apparently, they were Mekabel upon themselves mitzvahs. It wasn't just a Mila that they were Mitzuah in from Avraham Avinu, but it was a Mila that they were given now, Al Menach Lekabel Mitzvahs, Likonei Tachat Kantei Hashim. And so through the other pasuk, the Gemara increases, quote, Ki molim hoyu kol ha'om, mashma, that when they went out of Mitzrayim, they were mal themselves. So this was the Mila of the Likonis Tachas Kante Hashim. So that's how the Ramban explains the Rashi. But the problem is what about Shevet Levi? For all of Klal Yisrael that were Mavato Bris Mila Mitzrayim, so now they did Mila Almanas Lekabel for the purpose of Korban Pesach and Lekabel Mitzvahs Likonis Tachas Kante Ashina. But Shevet Levi, the Rambam says that in Mitzrayim Mila Hoytzim Mitzrayim Shenema Kol Orel Lo Yechal Bo Mola Isa Moshe Rabbeinu Shekulam Bitlu Bris Mila Mitzrayim Chutz Mishifto Shel Levi Shenema Bris Lo Yitzayim. Rest of Klal Yisrael were Mavato Mila. So now they did Mila, the Ram quotes a different pasuk than the Gemara increases. The Ram quotes the pasuk of Kol Orel Lo Yochal Bo, but from there we see that they did Mila in Mitzrayim. But Shevet Levi was Mikayim, the mitzvah of Mila from Avraham Avinu all during the years in Mitzrayim. So the Ramban asks, how did Shevet Levi, how were they Nichnas Tachas Kante Hashina? The Ramban answers for the Rambam. The Ramban answers for the Rambam must be that they were Mati Damris, that there was a Hatofas Damris for Shevet Levi. Says the Ramban, I disagree. wasn't necessary to do Hatochas Zamrit because they already had done Nima. They already were Nima. And we know that the din is by Aravi Mohul and Givoni Mohul that even if they did Mila, you still have to do Hatochas Zamrit for the purpose of Gerut. Ramban says that's because they weren't Mitzuvah in the Mitzvah of Mila. So if a Goy does Mila and he's not Mitzuvah in Mila, it's Kamando Loi Mohel Domu. He still remains an Orel, and therefore if he wants to undergo Gerut, he has to do Hatochas Zamrit. That's why the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that an Aravi Mohul or Givoni Mohul cannot do Bris Mila, cannot be a Mohul to do Bris Mila on someone else, because he himself is an Orel, right? And you have to, an Orel cannot do Bris Mila on someone else. So the Ramban says, the Eftagasha in Tishizeni, B'nei Keturah, maybe you'll ask about B'nei Keturah. Right? That the naked tour one mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Mila, the Muradashi that's greasy hayfar, Laravos the naked tour, right? Avraham Avinu had children, had a number of children from Keturah, and they were also mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Mila. So Rabban's asking that if they were mitzuvah in Mila, so why should they have to do a Hatochas Zamrit? Now this question of the Rabban seems to be predicated based on the premise that the Ritva mentions in Avodah Zarah. Because maybe the Neketura would not be chayiv in Hatochas Zamrit. How does the Ramban know that the Neketura are chayiv in Hatochas Zamrit? That he is. Aravimo, Givonimo, they have to do Hatochas Zamrit if they want to be Megayah, because since they weren't mitzuvah in Mila, right? So therefore, it's commando loy mohel domi. In Tishudeni, v'nei keturah, why should they have to do Hatochas Zamrit? Ramban says, they only, v'nei keturah, the sons of Avraham and Keturah, were mitzuvah in Mila, but not their zera, not their children. So the Mela, someone from v'nei keturah who comes, and he's mohul, since he's not really mitzuvah in the mitzvah mila, so therefore he would have to do Hatochas Zamrit. What was the question in the first place? Maybe B'nei Keturah, how did the Ramban know that they would have to do Hatochas Zamrit? So the Ritva, I gave you the Ritva in Avodah Zarah, that the Ritva in Avodah Zarah from Zion explains when the Gemara says, Aravi mohul, b'givoni mohul, he brings a medrash that Gavnuni, not Givoni, not from the Givoni, but Gavnuni Mohul and Aravi Mohul were from B'nai Keturah. They were from B'nai Keturah. And therefore, even if they did Mila, they would not be allowed to do Mila on someone else. So the Ritva asked the question, but don't we know that as we see Hefar Larabos B'nai Keturah, so they are mitzuvah in Mila. So why can't they be a Mohel and do Mila on someone else? So the Ritva answers that's only B'nai Keturah themselves. B'nai Keturah themselves, the sons of Avraham and Keturah, they had to have Mila. But Zarum Einon B'nai Mila, because when the Torah says Lazarach Achrecha by Mila, it's referring to the Zera of Yitzchok, right? Yitzchok and his Zera are Chayyad in Mila, but by Keturah it's only those six. I think there were six children of that Avram had with Keturah, and only they were Chayyad in Mila. And the Ritva explains it. The Ritva explains why. That only those six. And this is Shitas Rashi as well in Sanhedrin. It was only those six. What does the Ritva say? Why after those six? Yelid Bayis. What? Yelid Bayis. The Chiyuv was not their own Chiyuv. The Chiyuv was because they were Yelid Beiso Shel Avram. So the Chiyuv was really a Chiyuv on Avram Avinu. Just like an Eved. Somebody has an Eved, he has a Chiyuv. The other he has a Chiyuv to be Mal his Eved. So over here, the Chiyuv by the Neketurah was Yelid Bayis. So it was only on those six B'nai Keturah Rabbah. So that's what the Ramban is asking. In Tishudeni, B'nai Keturah, because the Ramban apparently is learning that Aravimo and Gazon Givanimo came from the Neketura, like the Ritva says in Avodah Zarah. So they are mitzuve in Mila. So Ramban answers, no, they're not mitzuve in Mila. Hein v'loy zara. So the zara were not mitzchai. So that's why Aravimo v'givanimo, right? He would have to do a hatov of zambris if he wants to be, if he wants to be megaya. And that's Rashi, that's Shita's Rashi. Therefore the Ramban says that the Nei Levi did not have to do a Hatofas Damris. They did Mila in Mitzrayim, and since they were Mitzuve in the Mitzvah of Mila, so Nidonu Kenoshim Likonet Bitvila Tachas Tante Ashkina Ima Mila Shelahem, because they were Mitzuve. They were mitzvah in the mitzvah of Mila. Now, even though the Nei Levi, when they did it, when they did Mila in Mitzrayim, well, the Torah were not doing Mila because tachas kanfei Hashchina. They did Mila because the mitzvah that was given to Avram Avinu. But the very fact that they were mitzvah in the mitzvah of Mila, that was sufficient, and therefore they didn't have to do a hatovah tzadik. So the Ramban says that there's really a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether B'nai Levi had to do a Hatofas Damris. Even though the Rambam doesn't mention Hatofas Damris at all, the Ramban is assuming that in the Rambam, that they would have to do Hatofas, that B'nai Levi would have had to do Hatofas Damris, but the Ramban argues, and he says no, that since they were mitzuve in the mitzvah of Mila, they would not have to do Hatofas Damris. Now it would appear from the Rambam, that B'nai Keturah, who were Mehulim, and they wanted the Megaya, would have to do Hatofas Damris. Why? Because they were not mitzuve in the mitzvah of Mila. But we know that there is a Machlokes Rishonim about this, about B'nai Keturah, whether for all generations the mitzvah in the mitzvah of Mila or not. Right? Rashi and the Ritva and the Ramban hold that B'nai Keturah are not mitzuveh for all the zera of B'nai Keturah. However, the Rambam Shita is that B'nai Keturah are mitzuveh for all generations. And so it would appear from the Ramban that Lu Yitzuya B'nai Keturah would be mitzuveh for all generations. Right? So a Ben Keturah who would do Bris Mila now with one of the Megaya would not have to do Hatofas Damris. Would be just like the Nei Levi. Because as long as you have a mitzvah of Mila, if you have a mitzvah of Mila and you're doing the Mila for that mitzvah of Mila, right? Even though it's not L'shem Geirus, that would be sufficient. That's what comes out from this Ramban. Because he's saying the only reason why B'nai Keturah would have to do Hatovah Zambris is because they're not mitzuveh. Right? But if you're mitzuveh, like B'nai Levi were mitzuveh in the mitzvah Mila, B'nai Keturah, if they would have been mitzuveh in the mitzvah Mila, if they would do Mila, they would not have to do Hatovah Zambris. Because once you're mitzuveh in the mitzvah of Mila, so then there's no, and you did the Mila, there's no need for Hatovah Zambris. We'll explain the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban shortly, but first I want to point out the Tosfos in Krisus. Tosfos in Krisus. Yes. Tosfos in Krisus talks about B'nai Levi as well. He doesn't mention B'nai Levi, but he's talking about those people who did Bris Mila in Mitzrayim, Kefi, the Betsiboy from Avram Avinu. The Taita says, "Tendiktiv ki mulim hayu kala on heir shemolu atzon b'tiyotzon b'mitzrayim." That's most of Klal, he said. Did Mila when they went out of Mitzrayim. Afapi sha'itzim sha'ayu nimayim b'mei Avram lo molu atzon b'tiyot Mitzrayim. Those who were nimo b'mei Avram, I don't think he means from the days of Avram. He means based on the mitzvah that was given to Avram Avinu. Lo molu aitzam b'tiyas mitzayim mikol makam mikoret shemolu atzvan molu likoneis v'brit hamokom v'libobel mishor umas. So v'gam tiyatat tov. He says they would not have to do. They would not have to do hatofes dam bris. Taisus in Greece holds like the Ramban that Bnei Levi did not have to do a hatofes dam bris. Why? Because when they did Mila in Mitzrayim, molu likoneis v'brit hamokom libodel mishor umas. Because they did the Mila that they did was likoneis v'brit hamokom, and to separate themselves, to distinguish themselves, mishor umas. In other words, the Mila that they did, based on the brit with Avraham Avinu, that type of Mila, that mitzvah of Mila, was the Mila likoneis bibris hamokom v'libodo mishar umayis. The Shita Mekubetzes there quotes the Rosh that also says this, kamitchilo nimovo likoneis bibris hamokom ashekoret z'avrom. The likoneis bibris hamokom, that was the Mila with Avraham, was to create a bris and to become muvdo mishar ha'umayis. So the Bnei Levi did that, and everyone, anyone who did that in Mitzrayim would not have to do what Hatofas or Hatofas Damris. There is a subtle difference. So the Tosfos basically holds like the Ramban that the Bnei Levi did not have to, would not have to do a Hatofas or Hatofas Damris. There is, however, a subtle difference between the Ramban and the Tosfos in Krisus. The Minchas Chinuch says what would happen by Bnei Ketuvah according to Shita Sarama, right? The Bnei Ketuvah, who is the Bnei Ketuvah Mitzvah the Doyreis, and the Bnei Ketuvah is Mohul, and he comes and he wants to be Megaya, right? Would he have to do Bris Mila? Would he have to do Hatzavas Dam Bris? He did Bris Mila already. Would he have to do Hatzavas Dam Bris? So the Minchas Chinuch says that no, he wouldn't have to do a Tafas Dam Bris because he already did a Bris Mila based on the mitzvah of Mila that was given to the Bnei Keturah. And then he quotes this, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all, whatever they say is based on the Ramban. Right? That Bnei Levi did not have to do a Tafas Dam Bris because the mitzvah they did a Bris Mila, the Shem mitzvah. There were mitzvah in the mitzvah of Mila, and therefore it was not necessary to do a Hatzavas Dam Bris. And the Chachinu says that the Nei Ketuvah, according to the Rambam, that all Doiris are mitzvah. So Ben Ketuvah, who is Mohu, would not have to do a Hatzavas Dam Bris if he wants to be Magai. Obviously, then you would have to say that a Rabbi Mohu and Givoni Mohu is not referring to the Bnei Keturah, because the Gemara says that Rabbi Mo and Givoni Mo have to do Hatofas Dam Bris. Yeah, but Lichayre, it could really depend on the Ramban and the Tosfos in Krisus. Why the Bnei Levi didn't have to do Hatofas Dam Bris? What's the reason of the Ramban that they didn't have to do Hatofas Dam Bris? They had a mitzvah of Mila. And you see from the Ramban, he asks about Bnei Keturah. Bnei Keturah, why should they have to do Hatzavas Dam Bris? They have a mitzvah of Mila. And the answer is because the mitzvah of Mila was only for the 6 sons of Avraham in Keturah, not L'dayris. But Lu Yitzuya, it would have been L'dayris, so then they would not have to do Hatzavas Dam Bris. Because all you require is a mitzvah of Mila. If you're doing the Mila, the Torah's mitzvah, so then there's no need for Hatofas Dam Bris. Right? So that's why from this Ramban we would see that Bnei Keturah, who were, if they would be mitzvah l'dayris, they would not have to do Hatofas Dam Bris when they want to be Megai. As long as they didn't. However, it would seem from the Tosfos in Krisus, says, why was it that Bnei Levi didn't have to do Hatzavas Dam Bris? He says, Tosfos in Krisus says, because the Mila that they did, Meikara, was Likoneis Bibris Hamokom V'Libodel Mishar Ha'umay. That Mila was a Mila of Bris. It was a Mila of Avraham Avinu, Right? The mitzvah of Avraham Avinu was the milah of brit im hamakom, livotam misharuma. The milah for b'nei keturah was not that. They don't have a brit. They don't have the brit of Avraham Avinu b'nei keturah. Right? That was not a milah of brit im hamakom. And therefore, according to the way Tosis in Krisus learns, b'nei keturah mehulim, right? Even if there's a mitzvah of milu l'dayrus by the naked Torah, they would have to do hatzafas damis, because that milah that they did was not a milah of bris im hamokah, bris im hamokah, like the milah of the nei lady in Mitzrayim. So that could be enough gemina. What the Minchas Chinuch said about the naked Torah mehulim, that they would not have to do hatzafas damis, they want to be megaya. Right, based on the Ramban, that's only if you learn like the Ramban, because the Mila of the Neilehu was a mitzvah that they were mitzuvah in. So once you're mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Mila, so that can be a Mila for the purpose of Gailus as well. But according to Tosfos and Krisus, that's not enough. Just a tzivoy in the mitzvah of Mila, it has to be a Mila of Brit im Hamokah. Right, to make umas, and that was not the milah of b'nei, the milah of b'nei ketur. So that could be enough gemina. That could be enough gemina between the Ramban and the Tosfos in Krisus. But we do have a machlokes between the Ramban and the Ramban as far as b'nei Levi, where the b'nei Levi had to do hatovas damris. The Ramban says that according to the Ramban, B'nei Levi had to do Atavas Damris, even though their Mila that they did was the mitzvah of Mila of Avraham Avinu, right? Bris Chayim Zayru. They kept the bris of Avraham Avinu in Mitzrayim. Whereas according to the Ramban, since they did bris Mila, because of the mitzvah that was given to Avraham, so they did not have to do Atavas Damris. What's that machlokes? What's the hesder in the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, as far as whether B'nai Levi had to do Hatovah Zamrit? Derech Agav, the Minchas Chinuch does have a kasha, does raise an issue, an interesting issue. Says that B'nai Keturah, even if all Davis would be Mitzuvah, they're only Mitzuvah in the Chituch, they're not Mitzuvah in the Priya. And therefore, if B'nai Keturah would do a bris, of course, by Gerus, you have to do Chaticha and Priyah for it to be a Mila. Because we hold Mo'voloi Parat Ki'iloloi Mo. Without the Priyah, without the removing the Orha Priyah, Ki'iloloi Mo. So, the Chachino raises the point, what would happen if B'nai Keturah would do Mila, and even if they would do the Priyah, they would do the Priyah as an Eina Mitzuveh. Maybe that would not be sufficient to be a mila for the gerus, because there were only mitzuvah in the chaticha and not in the priya. So he raises that point. The what's the machlokes of the Rambam and the Ramban? So I think we could be masvir. There's a fundamental chakira in what is the role of mila in the Gerus. What's the role of Mila? You know that by Gerus you need Mila and you need Tzviva. That's how we pass in Lahalokha. We don't pass in Rabalokha. We don't pass in Rabbi Yeshua. We pass in the Chachomim. That you need Mila or Tzviva. So what's the role of Mila in the Gerus? Is Mila a Maisa Gerus? In other words, Gerus needs a Maisa of Mila and a Maisa of Tzviva Likonetz Lebris, or maybe Mila, the Mila of Gerus is only that there's a Ma'akev, there's a Tanai, that in order to be Mitzayah, you cannot be an Orla. So you have to remove the Orla. That's Ma'akev in the Gerus. It's not the Maisa Gerus that creates the Chalois of the Gerus. Chalois of the Gerus really is through the Tvila, the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs and the Tvila. But the Mila is a Ma'akev. The Mila is a Tanai that you shouldn't be an Orvel. So you have to be Misaleh that status of being an Orvel in order to be able to undergo the Gerus. So So we could say possibly that this is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Nei Levi would still have to do Hatovas Davris, because even though they did Brit Mila and they weren't Davreli, they did the Brit Mila of the as they were Mitzuda, that removed the Orla. Right? They weren't Davreli. So why did they have to do a Hatovas Davris afterwards? Because to be Nichna Tachat Kante Ashkina for the Gerus, for the purpose of the Gerus, Mila is a Maitse Gerus. Masha Enkein, according to the Ramban, he would hold that Mila is the Mila in the Gerus, the role of the Mila is to be Mitzalik the Shem Oreo, because that's a Ma'akiv in the Gerus. So Mimela by Bnei Levi, since they did Brit Mila that they were Mitzuveh in, that's Mitzalik the Shem Oreo. If a goy just does Brit Mila and he's not mitzuv in the mitzvah Mila, he still remains an Oren. He still has the status of an Oren. But the day lady were mitzuv in the mitzvah Mila, so by doing the Mila, that was misalik the Shem Oren, and therefore they didn't have to do a hatofas damris for the game. All they needed was a tefillah. So this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban could be a machlokes. What is the nature? What is the essence of the role of Mila in the Gerus? Is it a Maisa? A Maisa Gerus? Like the Tzvila is a Maisa Gerus? Or is the Mila just a Tziluk of the Orla? Tziluk of the Orla so that the Gerus, they can go ahead and be Megayit. Now, there could be a number of nafkaminas in this chakira. There is a shayla, whether we know that by gerus you need bezin. Gerus has to be done in front of bezin, right? The tvila, for sure, has to be done in front of bezin. We'll learn the whole sugya about that in a few days. But what about the mila? Does the mila require bezin? Let's say, according to those Rishonim who say that the Tzvila, there was no Bezdin by the Tzvila, it's Ma'akiv in the Gerus, because Gerus is Mishpat. Gerus is Mishpat Kosovei, Mishpat Echad Yelachem Belager. So that's why you need a Gerus in front of the Bezdin. What about by Mila? You need that the Mila should be in front of the Bezdin, in front of the Shlosha Dayan. So this is a big machlokes. The Beis Yosef and the Bach within the Shita Sarama. The Beis Yosef holds that you need a bezdin by the Mila. The Bach holds that you don't need a bezdin by the Mila. Right? And the Hezbollah and that could also be that if we hold that Mila is a Maitse Gerus. In other words, this Mila and Tvila are the two things that accomplish the Gerus, that create the Chalais of the Gerus in equal ways. Right? You need both Mila and Tvila. So just like you need a Bezdin by the Tvila, you also need a Bezdin by the Mila. But if we say that the role of the Mila is to be Mesalik to Shem Oreh, right? So that the Tvila can accomplish the Gerus, can create the Chalais of the Gerus. So Epsha, it's possible to say that you don't need a bezdin by the Mila, because the Mila is only a tonight, it's a prerequisite for the Gerus to remove the Mila. It might also affect the other. There's another big machlokes Rishonim about whether Mila has to be before the Tvila, or you can do the Tvila before the Mila. Right, we'll get to that later on. Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban, whether Mila has to be first, or you can do the Tvila first. Could possibly, it might depend on this as well. If we learn that both of them, both Mila and Tvila, are equal Maisa Gerus, what's the difference? What order you do with it? Right? You can do the Tvila before the Mila, the Mila before the Tvila. But if we learn that the role of the Mila is to be Masalik to Shem Orel, it's a prerequisite, it's a Tanai, that's Ma'akiv in the Chalitz of the Gerus, possibly you could say that the Mila has to come first. right? Sort of like a toivel v'sheres v'yada. You want the tefillah to be metaher, to create the chalos of the geirus, right? And so you can't be an oril, because you can't have a geirus chal if the goy has the status of an oril. So you would have to do the mila first before the tefillah. So we'll have to wait and see whether that's mukhor. Well, kolponim, it seems in the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban by the name Levi, whether they had to do atovas daris, that lechayre it's totally on this hakira, whether the mila is a ma'aser geirus or the mila is only a siluk of the orla, that's a tnai, that's a ma'akiv in doing the geirus. Now the Ramban, there's a Ramban l'shitosoi. The Ramban by an Eved Kenani. The Ramban by an Eved Kenani. what's the din by an Eved Kenani? When a goy becomes an Eved Kenani, so you have to do mila utvila, because it's a partial gavus. Now chayav mitzvah ki'isha. When the oven's mishachrer, the Eved Kenani, there's a halacha, you have to do another tefillah. You have to do another tefillah. And because that's a completion of the geirus. Now he becomes a ben chayri, becomes a full-fledged Yisrael, right? Chayiv in all mitzvahs, like a man. And so you have to do another tefillah. The question is, what question does the Ramban raise on that second tefillah after the shichur? Second tefillah, that's the completion of the geirus. The Ramban raises the question, why don't you have to do atovas daris now? You have to do it. If the geirus is being completed now, so you should have to do a hatovas daris to complete the geirus. So the Ramban brings down the shita of Tosis, that there's a machlokes Tosis. And other Rishonim, right, between the Rabbi Seinu at Sorfartin, right? Ikomandoma, the Tfilo Loma Akva, in Kiddush Bas Yisrael, Kiddush of Kiddushim. So it's told that the Tfilo is not Ma'akiv, if you're Meshachar and Eved Kenani, and he's Mekadish of Bas Yisrael right away, Kiddush of Kiddushim. It's not going to be Ma'akiv in his. In the chalois of his being a full-fledged Kedushat Yisrael who can be Mekadish of Bas Yisrael. That's the Shita of Tosis. He disagrees with that. But him shayali, lo me'in tzorech nami mila, kloy ma'atovas damris. Why shouldn't he need, Tosis himself asked the question, why shouldn't he need a hatovas damris, right? Why shouldn't he need a hatovas damris at this point of time? After the shichur mitzvah, in the feed daitom, kevin the tefillah zum midrabanan bi'almahi lo itricho olam letzay lesakinat v'vimila. So Tosfos answers l'shitoso that the tefillah after the shichur is only midrabanan, the takonah midrabanan, and the takonah not ma'akev, and it's becoming a full fledged kedushat Yisrael kimi mekadosh nisha, even without the tefillah, the kedushin will be chal. But the midrabanan, he has to be tayyul. So therefore, the rabbanan didn't want him to go through the tsar of atofas damris. You know, there's not much tsar by atofas damris. I mean, the way we do atofas damris, we just draw a drop of blood. It's really very, really not painful. But could be that there's a little bit of pain. They didn't want him to go through that tsar basis. Taisa says there's also the sakinatmo v'mila, that there's somewhat of a sakona there. I don't quite understand that, unless if the mayo messes up, you can have a sakona. But if you have a mayo who knows what he's doing, right? I spoke to a mayo on Shabbos at the bris, and I asked him, where do they do that? I thought it was on bris. By someone who has mila already, right? Let's say an akum who was nemo, and now then he was Megayev, right? And Gershon is Gayev Mohu, yeah, we do Ipaskin, you have to do Hatzotah Tamrit. Where did they do it? Did they do it on the Atorah? Did they do it above the Atorah? On the Gid? It's a big machloikis, Saposkin, that. Where exactly? All they have to do is draw a mashahu of Dam to that Hatzotah Tamrit. I'll call Ponim, Taisa says that since the tefillah is only the rabbanon after the shichrut, so they weren't misakin to do a hatov as zambris. Uledaiti says the Ramban, kol animo lemitzvot so eino mativ dan alarehu ki isho vitvila nichnas ledas yisrael kamoshu pirashti lemalu dilavim. The Ramban says lishitosoi what he said by Bnei Levi, that Bnei Levi, since the mila that they did was a mila of mitzvah, there was no need for Hatovas Zamris. And so too by the Eved Kenani, the original mila that he did was not a mila of mitzvah, it was a mila of Gerus. He did a mila of Gerus to become an Eved Kenani. And that mila, since that mila was done l'shem kabolat mitzvot, l'shem kabolat mitzvot, even though he was only chayiv mitzvot ki'isha, but it was done, it was a mila l'shem kabolat mitzvot, so that had a status of mila. Had a status of mila that he no longer has a shem orel on him, and therefore there was not necessary to do a hatofas. So that's what the Ramban says by the Eved as well. When you mishach with the Eved, the original mila that was done was the mila that was done l'shem kabolas mitzvah likonis tachas kante yashchin, even though he wasn't chayiv in all mitzvahs at that time. I mean, he was only chayiv in mitzvahs ki isha, but mimela there is no need for a hatovah zambris. So Ramban is the Ramban l'shitos. Ramban, yes. Right. The mila is a tnai. So in order to fulfill that tnai, it can be done in one of two ways. Either you're doing a mila of mitzvah, the mitzvah of mila, or if that mila is being done with shem kabbalas mitzvah, that's also fulfilled the tnai. It doesn't have to be dafka that you mitzuva in the mitzvah mila. Right? If you do the mila l'shem kabbalas mitzvah, which the Eved Kenani did, right? It was l'shem kabbalas mitzvah. So then it was a mila for a partial gerus. That's a shaila itself. I'm saying Eved Kenani is partial gerus. That's not so partial. I mean, the chayyim according to Tosfos that the tefila afterwards is only the rabbanon after the shichra. That means that an Eved Kenani is a full-fledged gerus. Just that there's a gzeret hakosu that he's only chayim mitzvot ki isha, lo lo mi isha. But he's a full-fledged, he has a full-fledged kedushas Yisrael. Right? It's not that he has partial kedushas Yisrael, full-fledged kedushas Yisrael. But if you learn that the tefillah afterwards is a tefillah midai raisa, right? It's a tefillah midai raisa, so then we could learn that the original gerus to become an Eved Kenani is not a full-fledged gerus. It's a gerus to become an Eved Kenani. So he only has a partial kedushas Yisrael, and therefore you have to complete the gerus after the shichra with a tefillah that he's chayim midaraisa. The Ramban is asking the question: so why not do hatovas zamris as well if you're completing the gerus midaraisa? The answer is because the original mila that was done for anima l'mitzvosa was done. L'mitzvosa means for the mitzvah of the gerus. Of undergoing that mila l'shem gerus to become an Eved Kenani, right? And therefore, he no longer has the status of an orel, right? There are two things that can take off the status of an orel: a mila l'shem gerus takes off the status of an orel, or a mila, even if it's not l'shem gerus, right? Not l'shem gerus, but you're mitzuva in the midst of mila. Right? That's right. That takes off the Shem Orel. But it's all based on removing the Shem Orel. Right? It's not based on, it's not a Maiseh Gerus. Okay. Let's take a look at the next piece of Gemara. I'm going to point out a Rashi in the next piece of Gemara. Okay. The Gemara brings down Omer Achia Barabba, Omer Rav Yechanon, the Yoyla Menoger, and Shinimo Viyitko. Shita Yochid Barabbi, Malachi Karabbi, Man Chachomim, Rav Yaisi. That's the reason why you had a pastor that way, is because the Chachomim is Rav Yaisi. So he's not necessarily the Rabbi. So that's why they had a paskin that you need Mila and Mila and Sima. Man Chachom Rav Yosi, the Tanya Rishabo, the Yom Malti, the Lo Tovalti, Matila Nokso, Mabakas, the Rav Yehuda. Right? A guy comes and he says Malti, but I didn't use Mila. So Matila Nokso, Mabakas. Right? Rashi explains, Matila Nokso, the Heavy Ki Yisrael Ma'alyo, So he comes and we see that he's Nemo, he's Mohu. But we don't know how the mitzvah, how the Mila was done. Was it done for health reasons? Was it done Sam? Was it done the shame mitzvah Mila? Was it done the shame Gavis? We don't know. So we still do Tvila on him, right? Umabekach, it doesn't matter. Rashi says, he made me Mila. It doesn't matter what the reason for the Mila was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he'll become a ger just with the Tzvila Allah, right? But as the Gemara explains, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is what? Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is O Mila, O Tzvila. You can become a ger either with Mila or Tzvila. So even if the Mila was not done with Shem Mitzvah Mila, so then you can still become a ger just with the Tzvila. And Rav Yossi says, "On Rav Yossi, ain't matvili." Right? Rav Yossi disagrees. He says, "No, you can't do tefila. Why? Because you need mila utfila." Rav Yossi, boyitaitem, mila mila tefila. So we don't know anything about this mila. Right? This mila Rashi points out, "Ain't matvili shema arovimo v'givonimo who v'tzorich ha'ati v'meno damri." The Rav Yossi tarte, and Rav Yossi tarte bo. So we have a machlokes here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. And therefore the Gemara says, it's nafka mina on Shabbos. Lefichach, matbilin ger b'Shabbos divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a ger shebo lefoneinu and he did brit smila already, l'tzorach gerus, so you can do the tefila on Shabbos. Why? He's already a ger, he doesn't need the tefila for the tikkun gavra, right? And Rav Yosi, but according to Rav Yosi, since you need both the mila and the tefila, so you can't do the tefila on Shabbos because that's going to be a tikkun gavra. That's going to create the chalais of the gerus, which is an issa drabonim of tikkun gavra. So that's what Rashi says. Choylo Rav Yehuda kadosag yom matvilin b'Shabbos ger shemol esmol lefoneinu. The Vimila Sagi Le, the Chimatva Le, the Shatso, Lo Mesachne Gadra, because he's already a Ger from yesterday when he did the Mila. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Yosi, so it's going to be an Isidra Abonan of Isidra Abonan Atikum Gadra. So Rashi points out in the Rashi, Matbila Noto, Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tvila will accomplish the Gerus. Ve'etzorich livdol ve'edim im miloso b'shem mitzvahs mila. You don't have to be boidik him to find out whether the mila was l'shem mitzvahs mila. Why did Rashi say l'shem mitzvahs mila? Why did Rashi say? What should Rashi have said? You don't have to be boidik him. Since the tefillah is sufficient to the gerus, you don't have to be boidik him whether to find out whether the mila was what? I would have said l'shem gerus. Whether the mila was done l'shem gerus, right? What does Rashi say? L'shem mitzvah mila. And a goy doesn't have a mitzvah mila. Right? A goy doesn't have a mitzvah mila. Goy, and when he does mila, if he does it l'shem gerus, that's what works in terms of the mila. Why does Rashi say l'shem mitzvah mila? Apparently, I didn't see anybody say this, but apparently Rashi is saying that, and this is a question, does the mila have to be l'shem gerus, or if the milah is l'shem mitzvahs milah, is that sufficient? L'shem mitzvahs milah. Right? Now, the Ramban said that by v'nei levi, then they didn't do the milah l'shem gelus, they did the milah l'shem mitzvahs milah, because they were mitzuving the mitzvah of milah. They were doing it to fulfill the mitzvah that they were mitzuving. And so too for the Ramban, we see by v'nei keturah, it's keturah as well. If they would do the milah, the shame mitzvahs milah that they're mitzvah in, that would be good enough. Right? But Rashi seems to be saying, taking it one step further, that if the goy will do it, l'shem mitzvahs milah, so then that will be sufficient, even though it's not l'shem gevur. How can he do it, l'shem mitzvahs milah, when he doesn't have a mitzvah of milah? Right? We're not talking here about b'nei keturah, we're not talking here about b'nei levi. We're talking about a regular guy. So, but apparently Rashi is saying that l'shem mitzvahs milah, either Rashi means that when a guy does milah for the purpose of gerus, included in that milah there's a mitzvah of milah as well. It's not just milah as a for gerus, but there's somehow there's a kium of milah, of mitzvahs milah, in that milah, and that we'll see later on, maybe that's true. Maybe that's what Rashi's saying, that a milah for gerus incorporates, includes in it a mitzvah of milah, even though goyim are not mitzvah in the mitzvah of milah, but when you're doing it for gerus, it includes within it a mitzvah of milah. Or Rashi might be telling us something else. There's a tshuva, fascinating tshuva from the Parzi. I just gave you that tshuva. Take a look at this Reish Tet. Very interesting shaykh. Unfortunately, it's a very short tshuva. He doesn't really explain himself, but he says a very, very important psak halot. She'ela b'tinok shenimo b'tor Yehudi v'achu kamashonim noida hadov v'she'imo hinochus u'mimeva du'tzori geus. What was the shayla? A moyel comes and he doesn't know who the parents are. He thinks that the parents are Jewish, so he does a bris milah on the child, right? L'shem mitzvahs milah, right? And then later on he finds out that the mother is a goyim, so the child's really a goyim. And the child now, when the child grows up, he wants to be megayim. Does he need Hatzofes Damris? Is it like a Gershon Yizgaya Mohu, right? That who does need Hatzofes Damris? But that's because when the guy did the milah, it's not a milah, the Shem Mitzvah at all, right? He did the milah. The hospital, a surgeon did the milah on him. So a Gershon Yizgaya Shemo, he requires Hatzofes Damris. But what happens if the milah on the goy was done l'shem mitzvahs milah, right? Not l'shem gevus, l'shem mitzvahs milah. And even though he's not mitzvah in the mitzvah milah, but it was done l'shem mitzvahs milah. So the Har Tzvi, the two tests are playing, has a tremendous chiddush. Nei she'ela zuk ha'hoysa l'fonai zeh rabos vashonim l'dayti v'nida didon ein tzori chatochas damrit. כמו שקוסו כל את הרוצה והריחוס לכל שנימו לשם מצוות מילה סגי בו זה ולא מעקב כבונו לשם גייבס. The כבונו לשם גייבס is not מעקב. As long as the כבונו is לשם מצוות מילה. Even though he's not מצוות in it. Now, so he's saying a tremendous chiddush, but possibly this is what Rashi means. That Rashi is saying that the mila for gerus doesn't have to be necessarily l'shem gerus. If it's done l'shem mitzvahs milah, that's sufficient. That's sufficient. That will work. Now, that's not quite what the Ramban is saying. When the Ramban says, by v'nei levi, they didn't have to do a tzofes damris, that's because of what? Because they were, it wasn't just that it was l'shem mitzvahs milah, they were mitzuve in mitzvahs milah. Over here, the Har Tzvi is saying that as long as the milah is done l'shem mitzvahs milah, even though he's not mitzuve in milah, because he's a goy, not mitzuve in milah, but if it's done l'shem mitzvahs milah, that milah can function also as the milah of gevus. So So maybe that's what Rashi, maybe that's taking it one step beyond the Ramban. Ramban is saying that if the Mila is Bitaras Mila Shal Mitzvah, even though it's not a Mila of, even though it's not a Maisa Geirus, right, it wasn't Bitaras Geirus, that's going to be sufficient. But then, and the Hatzvi, possibly, this is what Rashi means, as long as the Kavona is L'shem Mitzvah's Mila, even though there was no mitzvah, there wasn't chaleh, the kiyum mitzvah of mila, that will be sufficient. I have to look around and see if there's anyone who explains this fact, because it's a tremendous chiddush that the Hatzvi is saying. But that's what Rashi means. He writes the yosi oyek ma'od ma'od the kosher li Hatzvi lo arif lo yosef al davar ha'yishon shivukundreisa. We don't know who wrote him the Shaila, but apparently whoever wrote the Shaila was Mayrich with many riots to this, and Ritzi Pesach Rami says it's not necessary for me to bring any more riots. I agree with your psak that will suffice for the gates. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara and two nekudas before we get into the union of Tikkun Gadra. The Ritva points out what is the Chachomim hold? Chachomim argue when Rebbe Leze and Rebbe Yeshua, they hold that you need Mila Utsila. So what do they hold? What's their svara? So apparently the Chachomim hold that we don't learn Efsha Mi'i Efsha. Rebbe Leza and Rebbe Yeshua held that Donim Efsha Mi'i Efsha, right? And therefore Tova V'lo Mal, right? We can extrapolate to men that Tova V'lo Mal is going to work L'kulei Alma, right? And the Chachamim disagree with them. If they feel without Mila, it's not sufficient. So apparently they hold that we, like Rabbi Akiva said, Ain Donim Efsha Mi'i Efsha, right? And therefore, since by Mitzrayim there was, by the men there was Mila and there was also Tvila, so both of those are Ma'akiv. You need the Mila and the Tvila. But the Rebbe Leza and Rebbe Yeshua held that Donim Efsha Mi'i Efsha. And the Mitzvah points out that's not a klal, the whole Hatayra Kula, right? That we say Donim Efsha Mi'i Efsha. Because in other places we see, right, other sugyas we see that you can't learn Efsha Mi'i Efsha. Right? So how can we extrapolate over here? That Donim Efsha Mi'i Efsha. So the Ritva says that the Tzavka over here by Korban Pesach and by Geirus, because this is the source, where it's the source of the halacha, the Av. It's like the Av of the whole halacha. Perish Kem the Ikot Pesach Hoyim Mitzrayim Hu Yo Av Lechol Hapsochim Vadishapa Gamina Minei Lishor Psochim. So you can learn from this Korban Pesach, even though it was not possible to bring from Ma'aser Sheni, there was no Ma'aser Sheni, but since this is the Av, this is the source, the Mocker of all Korban Pesach, so then we can extrapolate to other Korban Pesach. And so too by Tfilas Gevin, we learn out from Klal Yisrael of that God, because that's the source of Gevin. That's the source of Gevin. Akidei Kach. That Matan Torah is the source of Geirus. So the Meforshim, right? That's what we learn now. Mila and Tvila, and therefore we don't say. Therefore, we're the Ritva says according to Rebbe Leza and Yeshua, Donim Efsha Mi'i Efsha, because that's the source of Geirus. The Alma, the Kuli Alma, Efsha Loim Efsha Ein LeMeidim Efsha Mi'i Efsha. Another place you can't learn Efsha. Efsha Mi'i Efsha. And the Chachamim disagree with that. They say over here also you can't learn Efsha Mi'i Efsha, and therefore you need Mila Ufila of both Ma'akid in the game. So Taisa's answer, let's do a little more Gemara. The Gemara says, Pshita. Right? my lefichok, mau detaima. Yeah, so if either one, it's either mila or tvila, that's sufficient for the gerus. So then it's double kosher that if he did the mila before Shabbos, he can do the tvila on Shabbos. He's already Israel, based on the mila. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? Lefichok, you can do the tvila on Shabbos. So mau detaima, Rabbi Yehuda tvila hiko, tvila the Shabbos lo, the komesakin gavur, komashvulo, the Yehuda oho oho. If I didn't have this halacha d'al Shabbos, just based on the first statement of Rabbi Yehuda, that a goy who comes before Neinu Mohu with Matbim and also with Ma'abekach, I might think that Rabbi Yehuda holds what? That Tzvila alone works for the gayers, right? Without the Mila. But therefore, if that would be the story of Rabbi Yehuda, it would be also to do Tzvila on Shabbos. For Mashmalon, that Rabbi Yehuda holds over Olam. Right? If you did the Mila, he's already Israel, he's already again, and therefore you can do the Tfila on Shabbos. Right? Rav Yossi Oimer Eimat Dilem Shito Kem Domer Rav Yossi Tarte Bo'inen Tikuni Gavre B'Shabbos Lo Nisak Nina. Right? So it's a double posh. Since Rav Yossi holds that you need both Mila and Tfila, so you can't do the Tfila on Shabbos because it's the Tikun Gavre. Mal Zedeinu Rav Yossi Mila Ikla V'Hosom Hudu Lo Havoi Mila B'Fonenu. Right? If I only had the first name of the Rav Yossi, I would say the Rav Yossi holds that Mila is equal, that Mila is what accomplishes the gayus. And therefore, if a goy comes, Mohu Bifonedo, so we didn't see him do a Mila, the Shem Gayus, the Shem Mitzvah at all, so then it's not going to work. Kamashmalon, that Rav Yossi holds that you need both Mila and Tfila, and therefore you cannot do the Tfila on Shabbos. But if after that extra halacha about the Tfila on Shabbos, I might have thought that according to Rav Yossi, Mila alone is sufficient for the Gerus, and if you did the proper Mila, the Shem Gerus, so then you'd be allowed to do the Tfila on Shabbos, because he's already again. Mashallah, that Rav Yossi needs both. But what do we see from this Gemara? He can't do the Tfila for Gerus on Shabbos. Right? The Gemara says, why? Tikkuni Gavra. What kind of Issa is that? What kind of Issa? What? It's an Issa Drabonin. It's not an Issa Deraita Tikkun Mona. It's not an Issa Makirokatis, but it's an Issa Drabonin of Tikkun Gavra, like Misakin Mona. Why is it not an Issa Deraita? After all, he's becoming a Jew. Right? He's changing, he's transformed from a goy to a Jew. Yesh and Yisrael, Tikkun Shinoila Domi, why isn't Nisa the writer of Tikkun Mono? Why?
It's not a physical change.
Right, it's not a physical change. For the Issa the writer of Tikkun Mono, you need a physical change. So here it's only a spiritual change, right? But there's no physical change. And therefore, it's an Issa the Rabbon, it's a Shavuos, right? It's a Shavuos. So Tosfos asks the kasha, though, that we find by Tumah, when someone is Tomei and he says he wants to be Toivel in the Mikvah on Shabbos, is he allowed to be Toivel in the Mikvah on Shabbos? He's allowed to, right? So he says, Afal Gavdolin in Tumah, Shori Litvo B'Shabbos, Mishum Denira Kaneikar, the Gemara in Beitzah, the whole Sugya in Deya, the second Perek, that we say he's Nira Kaneikar. So it looks like he's just cooling himself off when he goes into the mikveh. Even if it's a hot boiling mikveh, still he's going in for hanor, for the purpose of hanor, not to be misaking himself, not to remove the tumah. So it's a nirik and mikveh. So therefore, it's going to be mukta. So Taisa, so why don't we say over here the same thing, nirik and mikveh, even if the tvila is necessary for the gerus. Right? Let's say that it should be Moton Shabbos. Shani Vokha Devoi Shnei Talmidei Chachomim Lamot Shom Mishach Tvila Rodiya Amitzit Kidamina L'Kamon. Gemara actually says later on, not two Talmidei Chachomim, not the Torah Zedus, but what do you need? You need three Talmidei Chachomim, right? You need three. You need a Bezdin there. Bishach Tvila. And therefore it's not a Nira Kameko. What are they doing standing there? So it's obvious from the whole scene that it's not for the purpose of Hanor, of cooling himself off, but it's for the purpose of a gayus. So therefore, it's really a mechtek in the sakin. there's an nitzav tikkun gadol. It's a very strange thing that the nira kameikar takes off the issa derabbanan. Looks like you're cooling yourself off, right? But when you have talmidei chachamim standing there, you don't have a nira kameikar, and therefore the issa derabbanan remains. Right? What's the pshat? What's the hesder in that? The nira kameikar can take off an issa derabbanan. Right? That's a tikkun gavra, because when he's retiring himself from the tumma, that's also a tikkun gavra. Now he can eat truma, he can eat kodshin. So there's a tikkun gavra, right? And that's an issa shus on Shabbos. Apparently, what you have to say is that the whole issa drabonon, it's not. We don't view it as a real tikkun, even midrabonon. But it's a mechzeh kimisak, you know, like we have on Shabbat. You have the Issa Chazor on Shabbat, it's mechzeh kimavashel, right? There's certain, the Rabbanan asked it because it's a mechzeh kimisak. It appears to be a tikkun, right? And therefore that was the reason for the Issa de Rabban. Masha'en kein, if it's near a kameikar, so it's not a mechzeh kimisak. However, if you have Talmidei Chachamim standing there, and the modia mixas mitzvahs kalas v'chamurois, right? So it's not a nira kameikar. It's obvious. So therefore, there's going to be an issa of nechzeh kimsakim. Right? That's very important. That the issa is a nechzeh kimsakim because the Tosfos Yeshonim and the Ritva give a different teretz to this kasha. Everyone asks this kasha. We know that tefillah from tumba is mutar on Shabbos. Right, because a nira kameikar, so why don't we say nira kameikar over here? So the Tosfos Yeshonim says, he has the kasha. Tzicha kei matzinen teima daminen kol chai de tzvilas toivim kedarton dein b'shabes dein b'yom ha-kipurim. Right? Even on Yom Kippur, a chayim, someone who's chayim in tzvilas can be toivim. Yeshloima de lo domi de hosom lo heve tikun godol kemo hocha. Shebo ha-idechein le toiras yadus. Then the Ritva also answers very, very similar teretz. The Ritva says, the Yeshlemi Dashani Hocha Shu Tikun Gomur, Lachnitza Tachas Kanve Ashkina Vieshma Mishum Shurus. Totsum Dola Heve Tikun Gomur, Shayo Mitaima Dinir Ephemeka. So what are the things that Shanim the Ritva answering? And they're answering, there are different levels of Tikun. To become a Jew, to become a Ger, Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, right? That's a Tikkun Gomor, Midrabanan. Still only Midrabanan, because it's not a physical change, right? Still only a halachic change. So that's a Tikkun Gomor. Just like the Rambam said, for somebody to be Makrish Tumas or Maisis, why is it also to be Makrish Tumas or Maisis on Shabbos? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's an Issa to be Makrish on the Tevel. So the Rambam gives two reasons. One reason he says is because it's like your makdish, because the tumah gets kedusha. The other reason the Rambam says is because you're misakin the tevel, and now it's mutter to eat. It's mutter to eat the peretz. Before it was mamish osur to eat the peretz, eat the tevel. You're taking off the eat the tevel, and that's a chulin. So therefore, that's a tikkun. That's a tikkun gomur midrabanan. Still only osur midrabanan because it's a halachic tikkun. Right? So over here also, when a ger who's misgaya, it's a halachic tikkun, right? So it's a tikkun gomur. So therefore, that's a shvus gomur. That's a shvus gomur, and you can't say that nira kameikar takes off that issa of tikkun, that issa shvus. Masha'en kein, someone who's tomei and he's mitayer himself. So that's not such a major change. Right? He's not changing that he becomes from a goy to a Jew. That's not a tikkun gomur. That's a mechzeh kimsakin, and therefore nira kimeikar can take off that issa derabbanan. It's a weaker derabbanan. There are different levels within the issa derabbanan, and the derabbanan over there is only it's a mechzeh kimsakin. Nira kimeikar can take off that issa. Mashenkin, according by Gerus, right? To complete the Gerus. That's a tikkun gomor midrabanan, and therefore nira kameikar is not going to remove that, issa. Just I want to leave off with the Rambam. The Rambam is the Rambam says, just with a kasha on the Rambam that we'll start off with tomorrow, the Rambam says, when he brings down this halacha, because we have the Rambam passes, he can be a little tzvila. Yeshu mogul ha-zavah, lo-tavah lo-molei no-gerach yimah v'yitro, l'tavah l'ifnei shloisha. Hoyo v'adobah, tzorich bedin, ein madbim en otza v'shabes, v'lo v'yontah, v'lo v'alayla, v'nikvilu ha-reiz again. Because the tefillah needs bezdin, so therefore you can't do the tefillah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What's mashma from Rambam? The tefillah is a ma'aser bezdin, and therefore what? Why can't you do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because what? Right, bezdin is not supposed to need. Bezdin is not supposed to be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And this is the rabbanon on bezdin to be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Rambam seems to be giving a total near a connector. Even if the tefillah is necessary for the geirus, right? Let's say that it should be moton Shabbat. Shani vacha devoy shnei tamidei chachamim lamod shom bishach tefillah rodiya amitzus kidamina lekamon. Right? Gemara actually says later on, not two tamidei chachamim, not the Torah says this, but what do you need? You need three tamidei chachamim. Right? You need three. You need a best in there. Bishas tzvila, and therefore it's not a nira kamenko. What are they doing standing there? Right. So it's obvious from the whole scene that it's not for the purpose of hanor, of cooling himself off, but it's for the purpose of a gamus. So therefore, it's really a mechsek in the sakin. There's a nisa of tikkun gata. So it's a very strange thing that the Nira Kamekar takes off the Issa Durabonim. Looks like you're cooling yourself off, right? But when you have Tamidei Chachamim standing there, you don't have a Nira Kamekar, and therefore the Issa Durabonim remains. Right? What's the pshat? What's the hezer in that? That Nira Kamekar can take off an Issa Durabonim, right? That's a Tikkun Gavra, because when he's retiring himself from the Tumah, that's also a Tikkun Gavra. Now he can eat Truma, he can eat Kodshin. So there's a tikkun gavra, right? And that's an issa shlus on Shabbos. Apparently, what you have to say is that the whole issa d'rabbanon, it's not. We don't view it as a real tikkun, even mid'rabbanon, but it's a mechzeh kimisakin. Like we have on Shabbos, you have the issa chazor on Shabbos is mechzeh kimavashel, right? There's certain. It's a rabbanon asked it because it's a mechzeh kimisakin. It appears to be a tikkun, right? And therefore, that was the reason for the issa d'rabbanan. Masha'en kein, if it's near a kamekar, so it's not a mechzeh misakin. However, if you have talmidei chachamim standing there, and they're modia mixas mitzvahs kalas v'chamurois, right? So it's not a near a kamekar. It's obvious. So therefore, there's going to be an issa of mechzeh misakin. Right? That's very important. That the issa is a mechzeh misakin because the Tosfos Yeshonim and the Ritva give a different heritage to this kasha. Everyone asks this kasha. We know that Tzvila from Tumba is Mutar on Shabbos, right? Because of Nira Kameka, so why don't we say Nira Kameka over here? So the Tosfos Yeshonim says, he asks the kasha, Tzvila came at Bin and Tema Damin, Kol Chai de Tzvila Tzvila Kedarko Dein de Shabbos Dein de Yom HaKippurim, right? Even on Yom Kippur, a Chayim, someone who's Chayim in Tzvila can be Tzvila. Yeshleima de lodomi de hosom loyheve tikun godol kemo hocha. Sheboi de chain le teiras yadus. And then the Ritva also answers very, very similar teres. The Ritva says, the Yeshleima de shani hocha shu tikun gomur. Lachnitza tachas kanve yashchino vyeshmo mishum shuos. Hosom de loheve tikun gomur. So what are the things that Shonim and Rishon are answering? And they're answering there are different levels of tikkun. Right? To become a Jew, to become a ger, nichnas tachas kantvei ashchina, right? That's a tikkun gomor. Midrabanan. Still only drabanan, because it's not a physical change. Right? Still only a halachic change. So that's a tikkun gomor. Just like the Rambam said, for somebody to be makrish tumas or maizis, why is it also to be makrish tumas or maizis on Shabbos and Yom Tov? says an Isod in Mafish on the Tevel. So the Rambam gives two reasons. One reason he says is because it's like your Makdish, because the Truma gets Kedusha. The other reason the Rambam says is because you're Mesakin the Tevel, and now it's Mutter to eat. It's Mutter to eat the parents. Before, it was Mamish Osur to eat the parents, eat the Tevel, you take